You're listening to SBS News.
Education ministers have sat down for a lesson from teachers on the pressures facing the profession. What they heard was overwhelming, and the issues have been brewing for years.
Burnt out and exhausted would be overwhelmingly how the workforce is feeling, certainly exacerbated by COVID, but I would not say that that's been the sole cause. This has been happening over time, and we knew that there would be teacher shortages.
That's Angela McDonald, a classroom teacher. Her story of being overworked isn't unique, but it captured the attention of Federal Education Minister Jason Clare.
Angela was almost in tears herself, almost brought me to tears, talking about working 60, 70 hours, working on weekends, feeling about whether she was going to stay in the job or not.
This week, the minister released an issue paper which shows by 2025, Australia could face a shortage of more than 4,000 teachers. That's based on the growing number of new students against the number of teacher graduates and those leaving the profession. Minister Clare says it highlights several long-standing issues.
But it's about salary, it's also about workload and conditions, it's about well-being too. This idea that teachers start at 9 and finish at 3 is rubbish. And anybody that's a teacher knows that.
Added to that is a lack of respect for the teaching profession, workload pressures, inadequate salaries, particularly for experienced teachers, and a high dropout rate for university students studying education. Christine Cooper from Independent Education Union Australia says the burden has grown incrementally.
It is a national crisis. So our teachers are overwhelmed. And it's because there are initiatives after initiatives being laid on without any consideration of whether they're working, what's the workload impact. It's really more of a case of we just have to do.
The federal government says it will create a national plan to start addressing the shortage by the end of the year. Minister Clare says it will look at how universities can increase practical in-school time for students and prioritise teachers from overseas in Australia's migration intake.
When they want to come here, make sure that they get the visa as quickly as possible. So Claire O'Neill, who's the Minister for Home Affairs, working with me, and I want to thank her for it, has agreed to prioritise those visas.
Federal, state and territory energy ministers also gathered today in Canberra to address energy shortages. Federal Minister Chris Bowen says they agreed to a national energy transformation partnership to help secure gas for potential future shortages and place more focus on climate change and renewable energy in the market.
It sends a very clear direction to our energy market operators that they must include emissions reductions in the work that they do, in the objectives they have, in any advice or decisions they make. It also builds on the passage of the government's climate bill through the House of Representatives last week.
The plan will also extend the energy market operators' powers to manage future gas supply shortfalls and focus on modernising and increasing the efficiency of the national transmission grid. Liberal New South Wales Energy Minister Matt Keane says it was the most constructive national meeting he's had.
This is the first time we're all on the same page, moving forward to build a modern energy system that's going to benefit consumers, it's going to benefit businesses, it's going to benefit the environment, and most importantly, it's going to benefit our economy.
The opposition hasn't put a new target on the table after rejecting the government's climate bill. On Thursday night, Liberal leader Peter Dutton told ABC they're looking at putting a new policy together.
We'll have a legitimate, credible policy. We went to the last election with a policy of 26% to 28% reductions.
Roundly rejected by the Australian people.
Ironically, that figure is likely to come in well north of 35%, maybe 40% plus. So I think one of the problems that we've had in the Liberal Party is that we haven't sold well enough what we've done.
Whether it was a poor sales campaign or not, the energy market appears ready to move forward. Krishani Danji, SBS News.